Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
There used to be an organization that I was affiliated with, and everybody would show up and take. I got to take from this person, I got to take from that person, I got to take from this person. That's how a lot of events are these days. I said, you know what, I'm going to try to get all my answers before I show up at the event, and then when I show up at the event, I'm going to try to serve and meet everybody's needs. Now, did I do it perfectly? No. But as a result, you become an outlier. People say, you got to talk with Lisa. She's so helpful, right? You got to talk with Michelle. She knows about this topic. Jeff is so good at websites. You got to talk with them. In other words, when you show up, build up, people refer you. Did you catch that? You don't need to ask anybody to refer you. They refer you automatically because you met their need. This is the opposite, the complete opposite of this selfish sales cycle, okay? Here's the selfish sales cycle. And don't raise your hand if you've ever done this, all right? I'm sure we all have. I show up empty and needy. I remember back, can I share my weaknesses again with you? I feel like this is very helpful. Maybe it's therapy, all right? Because I feel guilty all these years. But I remember getting a VIP invite to Catalyst Conference. Okay, Catalyst Conference, 11,000 leaders in Atlanta every year, October. And I remember getting this private invite to this exclusive room with all these leaders. And I just had a book that was gonna release. Back then, I didn't know this stuff. What do you think I did in the room? So sad. What do you think I did? try to get people to get connected, try to, you know, talk about my book, try to find an angle, all this stuff, you know? Guess what I did the next year?
Got to know
about them. I learned. Yeah, go ahead.
Got to know about them.
Got to know about them. I'll tell you what, I did something even crazier. I took a bigger risk. I'm like, what the heck, why not? Got 25 cards. Maybe 10. Somewhere between 10 and 25 cards. They all had their own books, podcasts, YouTube, you know, whatever stuff. And I went and rated and reviewed their show and then gave them each a $10 Starbucks card with a handwritten note that thanked them for their contribution to the conversation of leadership and churches. Pretty cool? Did it turn into big deals? What do you think? I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know. I can't even say that, you know, every single person or any single person, it worked. But here's what I do know. Look at where we are today. When you walk around as that type of person where nothing is asked and you just give value, people talk about you. People absolutely talk about you. I remember being at one event. And again, this pastor's salary, pretty cheap, okay? I get invited to this one meal at that same conference. And when it came time for everyone to pay their bill, this small group of leaders, eight of them, this is tough for me. I paid for everybody. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got it. You know? Listen, not everyone can do that. Sometimes it's like an act of kindness, like follow-up. Somebody says, you know what? My nephew's really struggling with confidence. You know what? I do confidence coaching. Why don't you give me your nephew's number and I'd love to chat with him. Free, okay? It doesn't take any time or it doesn't take any money, it takes time. That's the type of stuff, folks. This is very annoying. I show up empty and needy, I keep talking about my products and services, and I ask for the sale and keep asking until they get offended and give up and buy. Is that helpful? Has anyone ever met somebody like that? Are you sitting next to a person like that? No, I'm kidding, don't. But you guys get my point? And yet people chalk this up as, oh, but that's hustle. No, it's not. It's offensive. Okay? It's offensive.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.